Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I've been away for a couple weeks, but we are now back with an exciting new feature that just released. And I've got Mike here from the Azure Resource Manager team, or ARM for short, although we don't like to call it ARM, do we? He is responsible for all the policy capabilities that we've exposed as part of the Azure Resource Manager. And something that you may not know is that we've actually had these in place for many months now, right?
Yeah, almost a year.
Almost a year now. But the thing that you're going to see today is it's been hard to use. And so we have to write a JSON file and so on and so forth. It's all based on the API. And so what we're going to show today is super cool, is actually the portal experience and the ability to script it using PowerShell. So this is super cool. So Mike, tell us a little bit about the work that you've done, what we can do, and then let's go into the demo.
Okay. So recently we have shipped a new UI edition. To manage policy.
Yes.
Leveraging the existing APIs we have.
Yeah.
Now, before you have to create a JSON file and create your policy definition and then using assignment, now we have simplified to just a few clicks. No more JSON file, just a simple clicks on the UI.
Right. It's going to be great. So it makes it just much easier to manage this stuff, right?
Yes.
So let's actually show it, because I think you've got a demo here up and running. And so it'd be great to actually show what you've done here.
OK. So now I'm in the subscription blade.
So how do I just, I'm sorry, I hate to come back here. So if I'm a customer, how do I go in through just here in the upper left, I'd be able to get to the subscription blade. Oh, sorry, here.
Yeah, we're going to a subscription
right there.
Blade.
Okay, got it. So the little key there is the subscription blade, and then you pick the subscription that you want. Got it. Okay, great.
Yeah, you go to the subscription blade, and there is a setting called policy
here. Perfect. And that's new.
Yeah, that's new.
Ooh, shiny.
And yeah, right now it's in the preview portal, and then we are going to enable it, GA it like sometime next week.
Next week. Okay, yep. Great. Great. And so we will actually put a link to your blog post so people will be able to find it.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Okay, so here is the policy blade. Where what you can see here is all the policy assignment you have on this subscription. It's either on the subscription or on the resource group in the subscription. For example, if you go to one of the policy here, you can see the details. You can see what is the policy ID, what this policy does, and then where you assign it.
I see.
And you can also see what actually the parameters you have provided. In this case, it's the list of skills you have selected. You allowed for your storage accounts.
I see. So this actually will limit to this account, will say the only SKUs that are allowed to deploy for storage are standard LRS, ZRS, GRS, and RAGRS. And so basically it's saying no premium storage. Maybe it's expensive or what have you. We haven't validated it yet. And so you only limit it to these. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Great.
We found a lot of customers for their dev testing. They just probably just use the regular SKUs instead of the premium, which are more expensive. So let's try to create a policy assignment.
Perfect.
Just click here. And then the first thing you notice that we have a policy definition you can
Look
select
at that.
From.
Wow, how many there are.
Yeah, there are probably tons of in my subscription because I'm the policy PM, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what this list shows you is a list of custom policies and a list of built-in policies.
Oh, I see. So you can define a custom policy and then it will show up here to then have other people apply it. Yeah. So if someone else has to write maybe the JSON and apply that cut, but then other people can apply, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So in this demo today, we'll show you how to do the storage account SKU policies. So now let's select it. It's basically called allows storage account SKUs. What it does is to enable you whitelist the SKUs for your storage account.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to do the policy I just had. Let's select all the standard.
There you go.
Let's give it a name called standard. SKU only. And then we need to give it the ID, maybe standard only. And next thing you do is you select a scope.
Scope, I see. And so what are the options here? So clearly your whole subscription, but it looks like you can also go into specific resource groups.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's for this demo, we'll just use this demo resource group.
And so what this, the combination of this and role-based access control, as an example, your dev test folks, you may say they only get access to these resource groups, and mm-hmm. you can lock that down, and then you can layer on policy that those resource groups can't produce premium storage or open up a public IP address or other such things. And so that combination of those two basically gives you this really deep granular control to lock down every sort of operation that you may want in your environment. Is that correct? Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I didn't know if I understood it properly. I was like to double check.
Okay, so now I'm clicking OK. So you see that's just a few clicks, right, from what you previously...
And instantaneous, wow.
Yeah. And now you can go back to the policy. Oh, I think I added this. You can see the policy. You can see exactly the
what
SKU I just selected. Yep. And if you want to learn more about how this policy
does it show you the JSON?
Yeah, it also shows you the JSON.
Oh, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, you can copy paste out and then create your custom policy.
Very cool.
So now let's try to just break the policy.
Yeah, let's test whether your system actually works.
Yeah, sometimes it actually always works.
It always works. I was going to say, what are you going to say, man? Sometimes what? Good, it always works. That's right.
Yeah, so let me try to create a storage account.
We'll edit that portion. Rick, remember to edit that.
Okay.
So now, giving it a name.
Okay, great. So this is now you're going in
yeah.
and go, okay, see. So you're going to try and break the policy.
Me select the premium.
Okay. Make sure you're doing that in the account that you put it. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me select the resource group I just have.
Oh, right, because you only put it in that one resource group.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then I'll do create.
Okay, and normally this would just work.
Yeah. Because what we are doing is here is we catch the policy errors before you actually create it, which we call ARM preflight. So it actually tells you, hey, you are...
And it tells you the policy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's actually being rolled out to global.
And so this
is... we're lucky to see it here.
Yeah, that's great. So this preflight is really important because it means that you don't have to wait to go sort of the thing create. It takes a few minutes and then it fails. It's right here in this screen. It tells you that it's not going to work.
Yeah, especially you are deploying a big template.
Yeah, maybe
right?
You're deploying like 7 VMs and you're just like, wow, it's going to take forever. And you say no public IP. You maybe create all those 7 VMs and then you add a public IP and it fails. It's annoying.
Yeah.
This now allows you to do that ahead of time.
Exactly.
Very cool. This is awesome.
Okay. So now I want to also show you a demo about how do you manage policy at a scale.
Yeah.
Basically, how do we use PowerShell and mm-hmm. maybe other command mm-hmm. line
yeah.
To manage policy.
And so but while you're getting there, what are some of the other, so no public IP address is one. You can basically restrict any resource. So you can say no public IP address. You can say, look, we haven't validated that that SQLDB can work in our environment, but we have validated DocumentDB, so we will make sure SQL, you can't deploy that. You maybe region-based, like what are some of the other, is that kind of the primary ones?
Yeah, there's also like region-based. For geo-compliance.
Yep.
There's also like the SKU we just demoed.
SKU, right, and VM SKU was in the list, right? So you can say yeah. only these VM sizes are allowed?
Yeah, you can do VM. And you can also do VM images. Yep. You can say only Linux or Windows Server.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, great.
I think
all in the UX. You can do all that in the visualization of the UI. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to that. So you want to show PowerShell. You want to show at scale. So let's go to that.
Okay. So let me go to the PowerShell. So this demo is basically showing how you append tags. So a lot of the situation is that customers spend millions of dollars on Azure.
Yes.
But they don't have enough visibility how they're...
Who's spending what?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So the way we're doing this is to set tags.
Yes.
But setting tags manually is tedious and error prone.
Yes.
So this demo, we are going to show how do we use policy to do that automatically.
Very interesting. So let's say you're like you've got three different divisions and you want each one to track their own spend. You want to make sure that they're adding their tags accordingly. So this will help them enforce that. Is that right?
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah. So what I have here is a command to create the policy definition.
Yes.
We will definitely make this built-in policy available through the UI to everyone
yes.
in the near future.
Yes.
But as a custom policy, it's good for the demo. So if you look at the policy, now I have the capability to add put parameters in the policy definition.
I see.
So when you assign it, you provide what is your tag name and what is your tag value. What this policy does is it checks for whether, for example, a cost center tag exists or not. And if not, we will append a cost center with this value.
I see. So it's going to look for cost center and then append if it's not there.
Yeah. So the first command is declaring this policy. And then we're going to assign the policy to a resource group.
Got it.
And using like
cost center
001.
So that resource group, then every time anything gets created, this will force it on there or this will validate that it's there?
You will look at whether you have a value there. If not, we'll
append it. It actually does it. So it's more than just checking. It's actually enforcing. It's actually changing the names to put that tag in there.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then we're going to validate to see whether this is working or not. So let me just run the script.
This is very cool.
Okay, then I'll run this assignment.
Okay, and then you're going to create a storage account again?
Yeah, that's
this time you'll be allowed to, hopefully.
Yeah, try to create a storage account. And then this is my own tag.
Yeah.
And then, well, in the create command line, we don't have that tag, right? We don't have a cost center tag.
Right.
We only have the environment.
Right.
So now we'll validate to see whether those tags are appended. So I'll run this.
Okay, new storage account, good. Should be pretty fast.
Yeah, storage account is always fastest.
Is that a statement about VMs being slow?
VM time is faster.
He always gives me a hard time that VMs are too slow. But see, look here.
Yeah.
I think VMs would have been faster, that's all I'm saying, Mike.
Yeah, it can be much faster.
There we go.
Yeah, so you have noticed that me highlighted
cost center 0001.
Oh, cool.
Got added.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Mike. So that's great. Really, really cool stuff. So now we've seen the new UX for policy. We've seen the enforcement of that policy being really, really easy. And then we've also seen, and that policy, by the way, you can build your own custom policies that you can enforce, or you can use the built-in ones, really easy. And then now we've also seen tag appending being enforced on resource creations when maybe it's applied by someone else. So central IT can apply the tagging rules, and then everyone has to abide by them.
Right.
That's awesome. This is super cool. Anything else?
Yeah, I think that's my demo.
That's it. All right. Yeah. So we'll put a link to his blog post. Like Mike said, this is in preview today, but it is going GA very soon.
Right.
Weekish. So this is awesome. Go try it out. Go play with it. I think it's one of the coolest features we've got. I know I said that about Network Watcher too, but I think this is also really cool. So hopefully you enjoy it. You got questions for us, ask us. It's hashtag AzureTWC. That stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And thank you, Mike, for joining me. And thank you. Have a wonderful Tuesday. So now I get a clap.
Yep, you're okay.
All right.
You're running.
Are you ready? What is this shirt? Because you can't always blame Canada. It's false, though. I think we can.
South Park reference.
Have we started? I feel like we've started. This is a perfect. I feel like I'm gonna have a lot more fans from the U.S. because of that comment.
You got it.
But a lot fewer in Canada. So. All right. Anyway. Who is the singer? Brian Adams?
Brian Adams is one.
Yeah, but that's one we blame.
Nickelback.
Oh, God.
Bieber.
You're not naming good ones.
Celine Dion.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Beautiful.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. All right, here we go. I'll kick it off, and then we'll be on our way.
Okay. Yeah.